to media members who've just joined the call, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for any of the coaches here this morning. We now welcome to the call the head coach of the New Hampshire Wildcats, Sean McDonald. Good morning, Coach Mack.
Good morning, Rob. How are you?
I'm well. A difficult road swing for you guys down to Elon, come up short 30-9. Just give me your impressions on that contest.
You know, very tough game down there. Really good football team, Elon. They do things, I think, that are extremely important to being successful. One, they stop the run, and then two, they pressure the quarterback, and three, they can run the football. The other thing that I've been watching now with their offense, I think their quarterback Cheek is very, very, very efficient. He has a very good arm. I noticed it last year playing before our game, and then watching tape in the off season, he was very, very good on Saturday. They did a lot of things well. They grinded out the second half and physically did some things to win the football game. Tough road loss against a very good football team.
Start on the offensive side, as you mentioned, especially in the second half. You guys had some really two really good drives in the first half. I think a couple of seven-play drives that you got some points on, but things kind of switched in the second half. Talk about what worked well in the first half and then maybe what bogged down in the second.
Well, what worked in the first half is I think we did a decent job of mixing things. I think we did a decent job of protecting Chris Louvley, and I think we executed some things that we needed to execute to get some third down wins. You know, I think the one huge thing when you're watching this whole picture, you know, you get down at the end of the first half, we had a good drive to get into field goal position, and we went for it on a fourth and four, and they stopped us, and then they took a drive and went the length of the field and scored a touchdown right at the end of the first half, you know, to make the change from being a 17-9 game to a 24-9 game, you know. And they won the second quarter pretty well. That drive did it, but I thought we came out very well in the beginning of the second half and had a nice drive at the beginning of the half, and then they got bogged down, had a couple turnovers in the second half. Just, again, can't do things, turn the ball over, can't stop drives with not executing, and then, you know, have to hang on. We held them to two field goals in the second half, but, you know, they controlled the ball for most of the time.
I know you're coming off that off week. Did you see some improvement in some areas offensively?
Yes, we did. You know, I thought Chris Louvley did a very good job. You know, he was 16 for 27. He did it. I thought he put some balls on people that he had to do it. I thought our offensive line, although late in the second half, I thought they got better as the, you know, before the middle of the second half and on. You know, there were some signs, you know, and again, Sean Coyne had another good game for us, touching the ball in a lot of different ways. Neil O'Connor got off on a couple things. But it's too inconsistent, Rob, to be honest with you, and we got to find ways to finish some drives and get some touchdowns out of those deals.
We've my usual question each Monday for you. I know Trevor, you talked about last week being able to throw the ball a little bit. What's his status, and is he continuing to improve?
He's continuing to improve. Practiced again yesterday. Now we just got to see how he reacts. You know, it was very similar to last week. We had some encouraging stuff with him, but then his arm got sore and a little bit tired during the middle to the end of the week. So, again, you know, I think listening to Joey talk, you know, I think he'd go out there and play. We're just very worried that if he goes out there and play and gets hit, you know, what's going to happen to it. So we've got to figure out how strong he is and put him in the best possible position for us to be successful, more importantly, him to be safe.
We're here with New Hampshire head coach Sean McDonald. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit star one on your keypad. As you said, the defense had some signs, had a pretty good first quarter, and as you said, held him to two field goals in the second half. It was the second quarter where Elon was able to really have some success. What did you see on that side of the ball?
Well, I saw at times when we got our eyes where they needed to be and got our fits where they needed to be, we did a really good job running the football. I mean, stopping a very good offensive team. They're talented, you know, and it's not just Summers and McNair and Cheeks. You know, Cortez can catch the football. They spread the ball to a lot of different receivers and did a really good job of spreading people out. You know, they had a bunch of quick bubble screens to Cortez Weeks and a couple to Corey Jones. They did some good things. And, you know, we ran to the football well at times, and other times we got our foot stuck in cement. So we got to get back to doing the things that I think makes us a good defense, playing with great strain and just tackle a little bit better, but not as good as we can be. There's room for still improvement. There's room for us to got to get better.
You get to do, to get back home, which is something you haven't spent a lot of time at this year with Holy Cross. As you've taken an early look at Holy Cross, talk about some of the challenges that they present for your team.
Well, I think defensively, they're a multiple front team, and they do a very good job of mixing the odd and even fronts that they have. They run very, very well to the football, and they do it very, very hard. I'm very impressed with the way that they fly around on the defensive side of the football. As I look at them offensively, I think they've settled in with their quarterback and Joff Wade. I like their two running backs. I like Alexander and Cozier. I think both those guys have done a good job, you know, whether it's against a good, very good Colgate team, a top-notch, you know, Boston College team, and watching them against Dartmouth and Yale. These guys have gotten some chunks. They are up-tempo team. They do a lot of quick stuff, a lot of stuff to put you in tough situations. We're going to have our hands full on Saturday with both sides of the ball coming into Durham.
As I touched on, three straight here at home, 5 out of 6. Do you feel like it's an opportunity for being at home to kind of get rolling a little bit here?
The biggest opportunity about this week is trying to do the same thing we did last week, get to the first win, get to the first number one, work and find a way to get back to playing New Hampshire football, doing it the way we do it. We've done it very well over the course of time here in Durham and in Cowell Stadium and Wildcat Stadium, whatever you want to call it. We got to find a way to get going, and this is the best opportunity we'll have because it's the next one.
All right, Coach Mack, thanks as always for your time here this morning, and look forward to talking again next Monday.
See you later, Rob.
All right, thanks.